Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And there he goes, and the pitch swung on deep right field. Forget about it. That one's not coming back. A two-run shot for Bryce Harper. His second of the afternoon, his 28th of the year, and the Phillies close the Mets' lead to one. It's 4-3.
Welcome back, Bryce Harper's Power. Welcome back, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh, what a weekend. We'll get back to all your Eagles calls in just a second as we get ready for Monday Night Football. But a good weekend for the Phillies. And Hugh, it looked like it was going to be a bad one. So the way it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Friday night, not good. Nola gets hit around. Three-run home runs all over the place by the Mets. And then the Mets go up big on Saturday afternoon. It's like, I guess this is going to be a little choppier than we want it to be. But the Phillies come back on Saturday. They win again yesterday late. And the Saturday, I mean, there's a lot of stories from this weekend. But Hugh, one of the big ones was two home runs on Saturday afternoon from Bryce Harper, his first home runs at all in over a month. Hugh, if that Bryce power is back, that feels like the missing piece to this thing for October.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Bryce knows more than we do about baseball, because you remember we were kind of concerned about him being a little banged up, mm-hmm. and he basically wanted to just play through it. And it looks like he made the right decision by just playing through it.
Well, look, the power is a huge thing for the Phillies. He had a pair on Saturday. It helped them to the victory there. And then as the Phillies win this weekend, right, Hugh, so they get two games. They cut their magic number down. They're pushing towards the number one seed. They hold a two-game cushion now on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Plus, when you add the tiebreaker in, that's a three-game cushion on the Dodgers as we come down the stretch for the number one seed. JT Realmuto, he made it pretty clear what the Phillies want, what he wants. That's the number one seed here in the NL.
Yeah, that's really important for us. I mean, it's no secret we love playing here at the bank, and we feel like we have some of the best home field advantage in baseball just with what this crowd brings to us and how we play here. So the one seed is very important to us, and we're going to play as well as we can until we get it.
Well, Hugh, I agree with him. There's only one team in baseball that has 50 wins at home. You know who that is?
Phillies.
That's the Phillies. 52-26 at Citizens Bank Ballpark. Nobody else is even close. The next most wins at home for any team, the Dodgers at 48. I mean, those are the two teams that have the best home fields this year, and the Phillies right now are trying to grab it and get that number one seed. They're in Milwaukee tonight. But, Hugh, the other big part of this weekend, of course, was the unsung heroes, right? You had Buddy Kennedy yesterday.
Buddy.
And on Saturday, well, we'll just call it, why don't we call it the Cal Stevenson game. Cal Stevenson, who we have heard a lot on WIP from at least one specific caller over the last month or so. He had himself a day. Kyle, we have some of these Cal Stevenson highlights from Saturday?
Well, I got his biggest one from the seventh inning.
Yeah, let's hear it. Seventh inning, Cal Stevenson doing what Cal Stevenson does, which is come up clutch.
Swung on. Hit down the right field line. It's hit well, and it is going to one hop off the wall. Two runs are going to score, and Cal Stevenson will shut it down at second. He thought about third, but it's a two out, two-run double for Cal Stevenson, and the Phillies take the lead. It's 5-4.
So Cal had a big hit during the week against the Rays. He has that big hit on Saturday. Then he makes an incredible catch to save a home run Saturday afternoon. And, Hugh, I think everyone that listens to WIP was thinking the same thing. Wait a second. Is that the guy Joe in Northeast Philadelphia calls
in about?
Been
talking about him forever.
That's the guy, right, that Joe's been saying, call him up, put him in the lineup, Cal Stevenson could play. Well, on the line right now for his victory lap is Joe in the Northeast. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Joe, you, Kyle, how you doing?
We're doing great.
No, how you doing?
Your guy, Joe.
Well, I'm glad for the kid, and hopefully, he'll get a chance against at least right-handed pitching, and if he has a productive week this week, maybe you guys can get him on the show and talk to them.
Yeah, they don't really talk to us, do they?
Like, well, we're trying for that, Joe, because this is becoming the story. You and Cal, it's the new Tommy and me in Philadelphia, Joe.
Well, you know, it started, you know, with, like I said, I had never seen the kid play, and I was only going by the numbers that I saw in his minor league career. And it was the third game, the afternoon game with the Yankees back here in Philly, that I took a poster board down. So I had a sign for Dombrowski. And it was a bad traffic day, so I had a sign that said, you know, bring up Cal. And I had his stats down, you know, 290 career minor league average, walks as many times as he strikes out. And at this time, I think he had 27 out, 32 steals. So I wasn't down there early enough because of the traffic, so I never got to get behind the dugout, whatever. So I waited to the end of the game, and it was the kids run the bases. So the parents were, you know, walking by with their children, and they were looking up at the sign. You know, they have no idea who, you know, Cal Stevenson was. So that was on that Yankees series, you know. So my daughter's a big fan, and she has a Sunday game plan. So the next game we came back was against the Washington Nationals, and that was that controversial game where, you know, do we bring Harper and Realmuto up on the days that they're off, right? You know, so I had two signs at that time. One said, Cal, welcome to Philadelphia. Hopefully your plate approach will be contagious. And then my other sign was for Thompson. I said, hey, Rob, play Cal. And I told the thing about him, his bat against Sewald and against Arizona Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm. Good at bat.
On the road, yeah. Yep. And, you know, and that's why, you know, some of the hosts, like, you know, Spike, you know, oh, 305, you want this kid in there? No. You know, I've watched a lot of sports through the years, you know, and I saw Al Sewald. That was that day we were up in Allentown to see the Iron Pigs because I wanted to see him.
Right, and they called him up a couple days before.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we're in the car. We listen coming back. He's one of his at bats. He struck out, and Fransky said the pitch wasn't a strike. You know, strike three. So I got home time to see that at bat.
So Joe, I don't know if you know, do you know, I mean, your calls on Stevenson have resonated with the audience. Everyone was thinking about you. I'm not sure if you're on Twitter or your daughter is, but we posted WIP posted the highlight of the Cal Stevenson catch on Saturday and about you and said, you know, Joe in Northeast Philly, like this is for you. Like everyone, you're the guy. Like when people see Cal Stevenson now, Joe, they think of you. Did you know that?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I don't mean no any kind of, you know, notoriety or anything. You know, I have sleep apnea, you know, so I did hear Dan Wilson the other night. He was came on about, you know, have you had something where you were right, and he started that. I appreciate that, but it's for the kid.
Well, right, and it's for the team. You know? And it's for the team. It's for the kid.
Don't be so humble, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, it's all right. This is your victory. Up here, here's
rub it in people's faces.
Here's what we're going to try to do, Joe. First of all, he has certainly worked his way into the mix to maybe make the postseason roster. This is going to be a big week for me, Joe. We appreciate it. We're going to do this again soon. But here's what I need. If this thing works out to the best possible degree, right? The Phillies win the World Series. Cal Stevenson is part of the postseason roster.
Mm-hmm.
I need Joe as part of the parade. Joe's on the float with Stevenson. He's part of this thing now.
Yeah, you asked for too much.
No,
Joe.
I'm not. I don't think I am.
You're doing too much.
I don't think I am.
I mean, I know you don't think you are, but that's why I'm here to tell you. That's a little extreme.
So
Joe,
you would be against Joe in the Northeast on the parade float with Cal?
No, I'm not against it. I just don't think it's going to happen because we don't know the right people.
We do, though.
Who?
The Phillies.
Okay, who do we know that could get him on the float?
John Middleton.
Okay, so we know John. We got his number.
Well, I don't know. You and I know him personally.
That's what I'm saying.
But we're the station partners, and we don't ask for much around here.
But you want Joe on the float?
I want with Cal Stevenson. Yeah.
I don't think that dog's going to hunt you.
Hold on a second.
Why the hell not, man?
I hear you. Like, listen.
Well, last year there was all this noise about Jack Fritz being on the parade with Trey Turner if he got him to the World Series, right? Joe is the new Jack. Cal's the new Trey. I mean, we're doing this all over again.
You know what's bothersome about this whole conversation that we're having is I'm the voice of reason in all of this. I'm trying to be the voice of reason. That's not what I do. That's
Hold
not the space that I'm comfortable in.
I could see where you're coming from with the game tonight.
AJ's
a great player. There's no reason not to give Joe his flowers.
I'm not
here.
Comfortable with being the voice of reason in situations like this. Because y'all tripping, both of
you. You're just raining on Joe in the Northeast Parade.
I am not. My job is to be fair and balanced. That's not going to happen.
Kyle, can you break the tie here? Does Joe belong on the parade with Cal?
Of course he does. Okay. Joe might even need to get a ring if they win the World Series.
Yeah, y'all.
If we're being completely honest about it. Cal just basically was the turning point of the season of this weekend here against the Mets.
I know.
Things could have gone really bad.
And he had the big hit against Tampa.
Cal saved the season, man.
Unsung hero, Cal Stevenson.
Basically, like Joe from the Northeast saved the season.
I like how both of y'all are so dead-ass serious about this.
Without question.
It's not good.
All right.
Also, I like how he called out Spike, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
that's pettiness
that
belongs on the show.
That was on the sneak.
All right, so how about we put up a poll. Does Joe in the Northeast deserve to be part of the parade with Cal Stevenson if the Phillies win the World Series?
Y'all crazy.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to your phone calls here. Obviously, it was a great moment for Cal Stevenson. There was an article this morning in the Inquirer that he thought about quitting baseball a year ago, like because he just was toiling in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
It's a cool story.
Moment. Yeah.
And he might be part of the postseason team. If Austin Hayes can't get healthy before the playoffs, Cal Stevenson might be in October. Great weekend for the Phillies. Great story there. And of course, the Eagles. Are you nervous without A.J. Brown tonight? Hugh Nervous Plant-Based Douglas over here is.
A little nervous.
I know. I can feel it. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Calm down, Dale. Calm down. Sorry.
What's up, Will?
Will, wow. Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, we're in that space today. It's a lot. So it's a big day here. Will, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. That was my boss playing around with me, man. I'm sorry.
Boss got potty mouth.
Yeah, man. Jeez. Mm.
Yeah, I know, man. I apologize.
Oh no, you fine. It's just a boss got potty mouth.
Yeah. But listen, the only thing I'm a little afraid of, like, Kirk Cousins always give us a good battle. We can't sleep on Atlanta, man. That's one thing we can't do. We can't take any team in the NFL for granted. You know what I mean? I don't care how bad they playing or, you know, if they got a bad record, we just got to play everybody like they're a top-notch team so we can get this thing done. But like I was saying before, you know, I've been saying activate Goddard. Now you have to activate him. And I think Goddard going to have at least 9 to 10 catches for over 100 yards if they use him right. But I really want him to use him big time in the red zone, man. He's a big body, big target. You can't miss him. The other thing is with the Phillies, man, listen, we're not playing. We're not taking no more prisoners. I said it, man. We locked in, man. We locked and loaded. I'm loving what I'm seeing from these guys. We fighting to the end. And that's all I want from all our teams, man. And Eagles going to win.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I say 38-28.
Well, Will, I'll take that. A 10-point victory, Will. Appreciate it. I mean, Will's point is well taken. Hugh, you've made this point this morning that we can't take anyone for granted. And the NFL yesterday showed us that. So far this year, through 2 weeks, almost two full weeks, there's not been a single team favored by more than 6 points to actually win the game, or actually cover the game, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing teams all over the place either barely win when they're supposed to win by a lot, or they just lose outright. Like, it happened all day yesterday.
Yeah, and that's just the first month of the season, and that's why I woke up this morning. Like, I just don't come on here with these willy-nilly takes. I don't do that. That's not how I see it. I watched the games, and I watched a pattern, like somewhat of a pattern, where you're like, wow. You know, because going into that game with Tennessee, because that's the one I watched mostly, the Tennessee and the Jets, Will Levis initially didn't look bad. Didn't look bad. Tennessee's defense was playing well. They kept them in the game for the most part. Then you started to see a shift. That Dallas game was the one that, you know, it was on. It was a couple TVs on. But that Dallas game, they seemed like they were dead in the water when the game started. You know, so it's one of those things. And you talk about Sam Darnold, who a couple years ago was considered a joke as a quarterback, looks like his season has been resurrected. So what I'm saying is this, people. It's okay to look at it and say, okay, it might not go the way that you think it's going to go. I know we have weapons. I've been the biggest proponent. I've been on here every day beating the drum, talking about how good this team is and how the offense looks and all this other stuff. There's a lot of good teams with good offensive players that lost yesterday. Who thought, with what the Raiders had, that the Baltimore Ravens were going to go in there and take the L that they took? You know, when you talk about the game that they had against the Kansas City Chiefs, who thought, well, you kind of thought that when the Cincinnati Bengals were going to play as well as they did, because they came in with a whole lot of bravado, lost by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, I know people are in the feelings. You probably sauced up a little bit because you started tailgating earlier, listen to the show. Appreciate you listening.
As you should.
Yeah, as you should. But the bottom line is this: never go into a situation overconfident. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Never be too overconfident that you cannot see where, you know, it could potentially go bad for you.
Well, and AJ's a great player. We all recognize that. And it's significant he's going to be out tonight. But I do think everything else lines up for the Eagles. Extra rest, home field, the crowd, the Foles night, the fact that the Atlanta offensive line struggled last week. And Kirk Cousins right now does. I need to see Kirk be able to move before I'm worried about him again. And Hugh, I have been more on over the last, he's been in the league 12 years now. I have respected Kirk more than a lot of people. People would look at him and laugh. I think Kirk's a good quarterback. And
Kirk has parlayed his whole existence
a lot of money
into a substantial payday.
And if you look at it in his career, he's played well against the Eagles. That's why I always shake my head when everyone here laughs at Kirk Cousins. I'm like, you know, he's torched the Eagles a lot over the years. But this is the right time to face him.
No, it is. I give you that.
I think 2 months from now, he's going to be back to probably what he normally is, which is, you know, an above-average productive quarterback. He's not there today.
No.
Last week, he couldn't move. And if he can't move, he's a sitting duck.
And that's the reason why we both know that, Joe. We see it the same way. But I look at it more so like this. Okay, if I know he can't move, how am I helping Kirk Cousins out? Running game, quick passing game, like everything short and sweet. There, like, even as well as this defense played, there were moments where there were lapses in their coverage on the back end. You know, you had some guys out there that didn't look like, what was it, Vontae Maddox?
Yes.
He got a little bit of trouble. So I'm looking at it. You got first round draft picks all over the place on that Falcons offense. Kyle Pitts is considered one of the better tight ends in the game. You know, he can line up as a receiver if you want. Like, so there are things that are in their favor that they could potentially exploit, but it all is predicated on how much time you can give Kirk Cousins. That's the bottom line. That's how much time can you get his quarterback. You just said it. If they're not going to come in here and let somebody tee off on them the way that T.J. Watt did. They're not about to do that. That's
well,
not.
Well, no, they probably won't, but it's up to the Eagles' edge guys to get
to
some pressure.
To get it done.
Because tonight's the night to get some sacks. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Carl in Willingboro. Hey, Carl.
Hey. I need to talk to you because I was mad for a minute, but I understand the radio game. I think you're doing that just to get callers a little bit riled up because you know yourself that they ain't got nothing for us. We got Saquon in the back. It's a good offensive line, so he's going to show off tonight just like he did last week. Also, how many touchdowns did A.J. Brown score last week?
One.
One?
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt us because we don't get one touchdown from him?
That was a big run, though, dog.
That was a big touchdown. Carl, before you continue, I just got to say, we do the same thing every morning. We have the big topic, and obviously today is pretty obvious. It's the Eagles game tonight. And I sit down, and Hugh sits down, and I say, Hugh, what do you think? And he tells me what he thinks.
Carl.
And we go to work.
Listen, but
he's wearing his plant-based shirt today.
Can I say this, Carl? Like, with all due respect, I don't have to play radio. Like, totally honest.
No, it's not play radio. It's just to get the information because you said just a second ago you're always on the Eagle side, no matter what.
No, Carl, I said
you flip roles.
No, Carl, I'm a diehard Eagles fan first and foremost. But at the same time, I have to be honest about what I see or what I'm thinking. So that's why when you say I'm playing radio, I'm not playing radio. I'm telling you how I feel. Joe asked me this morning, how did I feel with A.J. Brown being out, and I'm telling you how I feel now. It might not line up with the way that you feel, but as a former player and somebody that talks on the air every day, I can't sit here and just tell you what you want to hear. He asked me
a
question.
It's not what I want to hear.
I know it's not.
It's definitely not what I want to hear.
I know it's not, Carl, but I respect you calling and listening to the show, but I can't lie to you. If I can't sit here and say, hey, it's going to be all right. A.J. Brown ain't playing.
Home opener.
No.
Lots open at 1:15.
No, I can't
Everyone
do it. I can't do it, Carl.
Let's go, Carl.
I can't do it, Carl. I can't do it.
When I call tomorrow you and say you were wrong, you're going to say, yeah, you were wrong.
Hey, Carl, like it was like a grown man should. If I'm wrong, right. I'm wrong.
I mean, the one thing, Carl. All right, Carl, we love you. I mean, the one thing you should know about the midday show by now is
accountability.
We're wrong all the time.
Hey, man, and we revel in our wrongness.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wrong every day on this station. Terrence in Springfield, what's up, Terrence?
Dude, Joe, Kyle, what's up,
Terrence? I need some confidence from you. You ready?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm not worried about tonight, Joe. I'm not worried about tonight, but I agree with you on one thing. It's a spin on it. Like, Jalen Hurts has to prove Dallas wrong tonight. You don't have a star receiver. You know you got Saquon Barkley and Dawson, but Joe, you said the key thing. You got paid a lot of money, Jalen. We want to see you perform tonight. We don't want to see no turnovers. We want to see you guys come out and ball. Because if Jalen comes out and he stays up the joint, he's gonna hear it next week. We're gonna be talking about this, and we all saw yesterday. The first 4 or 5 weeks, it's unpredictable. We saw the Niners lose. We saw Detroit lose. We saw Dallas get stumped out. So you don't like right now. It's the NFL is wide open. It's more parity than it's ever been. So the reason it's more parity, we can't like I agree with you on this point. We cannot take Atlanta lightly because they do have weapons, but there's no reason that we cannot beat this team. If Pedro had these guys come out flying around the ball and balling out and getting to Kirk Cousins, we have a chance to win this game. It might not be easy, like Sue said, but we have a chance to get these guys because we know Kirk Cousins ain't good in prime time, and it's time for these guys to come shine and hunt.
No doubt, Terrence. Tonight is a night, and you're right. And I'm glad you said it. Jalen's got to earn his money tonight. Great quarterbacks should be able to win without one of their weapons. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. One more quick thing, man. We got to give my dog Hugh some props, man. Hugh balled out in fantasy yesterday. He had the highest score.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
He had the highest score. So yeah, he had a young Thundercats balling. Neighbors, Harrison Jr., they was balling, man. Yeah. Kyle, I'm a little mad right now. Kyle got me. Dalton Schultz had to give me 5 points. he gave me diddly squat.
I think Terrence might have been the only team in the league I would have beat this week because I scored terribly.
It's what happens in fantasy.
AJ Brown was hurt, so I feel like if AJ Brown wasn't hurt, I would have got you, Kyle.
Well, hopefully the Eagles aren't making those excuses tonight. Terrence, good phone call, man. He had a huge victory lap today. His first good week in fantasy in 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, look at me.
look at me
now.
A lot of points, man. You save some for next week.
You know what? Guess what's going to happen next week?
Yeah,
it's going to be the
bottom of the league again.
It's going to be the polar opposite.
Yeah, probably.
So that's why I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this victory lap.
It is funny that like the week of the NFL that everybody would admit is like the most like backwards one, like with all the underdogs winning. Hugh goes off in fantasy.
Yeah, goes off in fantasy.
That feels like it's not going to last.
It's bizarro week.
Yeah,
it's Hugh Douglas week. Yeah, things will even back out.
And that's why I woke up this morning. I'm like, dude, something ain't right.
When you put on that plant-based t-shirt, we should have known. 215-592-9494. All right, open segment for your phone calls here aside. Does A.J. Brown's injury make you nervous for tonight? Hugh's feeling those nerves. I'm not. Howard Eskin joins us at noon, and we'll get to the man who is being honored tonight. Yeah, let's talk some Nick Foles. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.